Failure isn't always a concept embraced by elite schools, but one in Melbourne is doing just that. It's putting in place a failure week to teach students how to build resilience and learn from their mistakes. Some psychologists say students are under more pressure than ever, and it's the responsibility of schools and parents to change their perceptions about success and failure. From Melbourne, Naomi Woodley reports.
At Ivanhoe Girls Grammar today, the mistakes of teachers were projected onto screens in each classroom as the school begins its failure week. The program is being led by the head of counselling, Dr. Bridget McPherson, who admits she had to convince some teachers.
To be honest, there was a little bit of anxiety, I think, when we first talked about it, and a bit of unsureness. The word failure itself has a huge stigma attached to it. So even naming the week failure week, I think people found a little bit strange. As with everything at our school, the staff are completely on board.
Ivanhoe is a private girls' school which charges around $25,000 a year for senior students, and its website says it produces excellent VCE results. Dr. McPherson told ABC Radio in Melbourne that they've designed a week of activities to help students build up their resilience and to learn new coping mechanisms for making mistakes.
It's a really crucial part of learning, and that's what we're all about as a school. It's actually impossible to learn and to learn well if you don't make mistakes and you don't reassess your strategy and you don't experience things going wrong. Focusing everything on perfection and achievement actually doesn't get you very far at all.
She says it's also up to parents to talk to their children about the lessons to be found in failure. One expert says that requires both schools and parents to change the way they think about mistakes. Andrew Martin is a professor in educational psychology from the University of New South Wales.
Most of us will have a view of failure. Some of it is unhelpful or negative, and for some of us it's quite a positive thing. We see it as almost as an opportunity for growth. And so the first thing to do is to start having kids see failure in a more courageous and constructive way. And then on a more practical level, we encourage them to look for the lesson in the setback that's just happened. And it might be a lesson in relation to a particular task. It might be a lesson in how you approach something or deal with other people or other activities.
He says the pressure on students to be perfect does appear to be on the rise.
For various reasons, ranging from high stakes testing through to, greater competition in the upper years of school for qualification to various higher education institutions and so on. So I do think it's on the rise, which is why it's even more important to be able to develop more constructive ways of responding to failure.
The head of clinical practice at the youth mental health organisation Headspace also believes students are under increasing pressure. Vicky Ryle says learning to cope well at school can be beneficial to long-term mental health.
Coping with a whole range of activities, success, failure and everything in between, because neither of those things are absolute, is something that I think people experience anyway. Focusing on it as an opportunity to learn seems very sensible.
And she agrees that parents also have a critical role to play in guiding their children through the stresses of school.
I think parents want their children to do well, but I think they also want them doing well can mean managing failures or not quite successes in a more fluid way. I think we want our kids to be happy and healthy, and mentally healthy means able to manage the range of life experiences with as little disruption as possible. And one of those things is not being perfectly successful all of the time.
Vicky Ryle says evidence-based programs in schools to build emotional resilience will also help.
Naomi Woodley.